Hello, my name is Bono. But you can relax, I'm not asking you for your money. I'm here to talk to you about something that turned my life upside down. 20 years ago, like the whole world was turned upside down by pictures from Ethiopia. Sometimes I wish I hadn't seen that TV report. Bob Geldof started wrecking my head, calling me every day until we did Band-Aid and then Live Aid. And some comedians took up the bat. You laughed, you cried, and over the years you gave 289 million. Around the world, 30,000 people are still dying of extreme, stupid poverty every day. I'm talking about children losing their lives because of diarrhea or because they haven't had an injection that costs 25p. This means someone dying every 3 seconds. That's someone's mother. That's someone's daughter. Another one. Here's Kalki. Beautiful, beautiful girl. Now, her mother's no longer with us because she couldn't get the drugs that you and I could find at any chemist. It's an emergency. And this year is the best opportunity we're going to get to do something about it. World leaders are meeting in Scotland in July, the G8. They're going to discuss debt cancellation, more and better aid. They're going to discuss making trade rules fairer for everybody so that these people can earn their own way out of poverty. It's a real chance to do something, not just for Kalki, but for millions like her. What will our generation be remembered for? The internet? Yes. The war against terror? Yes. Wouldn't it be great if we were also remembered as being the ones that set about making poverty history?